This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. Today we have a very special guest who has some amazing news to share with you on the show today. Lyris Cross, dubbed The Body and the Naomi Campbell of Plus, is a model, actress, and pioneer in the fashion industry for full-figured and African-American women, pushing curvy women into mainstream fashion. She has graced magazines from American Vogue, Essence, British Cosmopolitan, and Vibe, as well as being featured in store campaigns for Lane Bryant and Ashley Stewart. Lyris was named one of the top 10 plus models in the industry by Vibe, Vixen magazine, and the Huffington Post top 10 most popular plus models. And Dose.com named her one of the top 20 models destroying traditional beauty standards. Lyris also made her mark in the video Vixen market, hailed one of the eye candy models of the decade by XXL magazine. Lyris is taking 2017 by storm. She was named Full Figure Fashion Week's Model of the Year, was a featured guest on the Steve Harvey talk show, and made history on this season of Project Runway by being one of the first plus-size models to appear on the show and winning the model portion of the competition. We are so excited to have Lyris on the show. Hi, Lyris.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today.
Yes, and we're so excited. I saw on Facebook that you said you had some big news that you're going to share. So we're going to talk about your big news at the end of the show.
Okay, awesome.
So were you a fan of Project Runway before you were cast to be on the show?
I was a fan of Project Runway before I was cast on the show. I will be very honest and say I hadn't watched a lot of the recent seasons, but I remember when the show first started out, I watched it for quite a few years, and then I kind of fell off. But there was a point where I kind of fell out of love with fashion also, because I just felt as though, you know, I didn't see a lot of stuff where they were using plus size or they weren't using black models. So I just felt like, why feature in, you know, different designers, magazines, shows if I didn't see myself? So, I mean, it's
right.
Been amazing for me to have a dream to one day be a model for the week-to-week designer competitions. Challenges on Project Runway, and to have a dream and to actually live it has just been out of this world. It's really been an amazing 2017.
Now, this year on season 16 of Project Runway, this was the very first time they used models that range from size 0 to 22. Now, we saw on one of the episodes you got emotional on the show and shared a couple of tears. Now tell us why this was so significant for you.
Well, it was really significant for me because, like I said before, it was a dream coming true in more ways than one. A dream to be on Project Runway, but also a dream that one day I wouldn't be doing a runway show and it would either be all plus or I would be the one model who was plus size, and all the other models were straight size. They really had a variety of all shapes and sizes and ethnicities on the runway for the finale shows of Project Runway, and it filled my heart so, so big. Like, I remember there, I was backstage, and I was like, oh, there goes Tim Gunn. So I went over to him, and I just said, I just want to tell you thank you for this season. Thank you for making this possible. And I just, and then I had to stop, and I said, I'm about to cry. I said, so let me walk away, but just thank you. And I ran off because I did not want to cry in front of Tim Gunn. And, but that's just, it just goes to show you how emotional that moment was for me and for, I feel, women everywhere. A lot of people connected to what I was feeling. And I could tell that by the response I've gotten on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, just so many, I mean, just emails, all types of stuff where people have just reached out and just said, Lyris, that moment you had up there, it just felt like a win for me. I mean, I've gotten messages from women who, one lady wrote me, she's 74 years old. I had another girl write me, she's 12. I've had little girls who now look up to me, and they're 5 and 6 years old, you know? So
that's amazing.
My thing is, yeah, it's really amazing, and it's amazing that they got to witness that moment. So those young girls who are watching it, and so for those young girls who are watching it, and they're 5 or they're 12, they're able to say, wow, I see this. I saw this young lady when I was coming up, and she just showed me that it's okay to be me and that I'm beautiful and I don't have to be a size 0 or a size 2 to be seen as beautiful.
And a good thing about you – wait, go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to say, and for the other women, I mean – like I said, I've had somebody who was 74 who said, you know, this is something that I've always wanted to see. So she even felt represented. So it's just, it's crossed this win, age lines, color lines, even size lines, because even straight size women reach out to me and just say, thank you for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you won the modeling competition, you got a amazing prize as a result.
Yes.
Now tell us what you won.
Well, we won, first of all, I would say the title to be the first plus models to ever win the model portion of Project Runway. Shout out to my girl, Jasmine. We won it together. And shout out to our agency, IPM Models. But we get to shoot for Marie Claire, and I'm really excited about that because I don't think I can't recall a time where plus models have been used in Marie Claire.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a digital spread, but I'm praying and hoping that it'll also run in magazines. So I just need all those Project Runway fans and all those men and women out there to, you know, reach out to the people of Marie Claire on social media and say, hey, you know, we appreciate that you're doing it in digital, but we also want to see them in print too. I just think it would be a great keepsake from this season for people to be able to go to the newsstand and, you know, just kind of have a piece of history.
Now, did you shoot the spread yet, and do you know when it's coming out?
No, we haven't shot the spread yet. So literally, I'm just anticipating, waiting. I can't wait to see what clothes are pulled, you know, all of it, how it's produced. I can't wait. So we shall see.
Now,
we shall see in 2018.
Now, you mentioned your agency, IPM Model Management, booked you on this gig for Project Runway. So how long have
Correct.
You been signed with IPM?
I think now is 2 years. I've been signed to IPM, going into 2.5. Fallon is my agent over there at IPM, and she's definitely been a voice for models of color. She has definitely put her neck out there on the line for many models over the year. You know, sometimes a client will reach out and say, hey, we're looking for, you know, a blonde size 12, 14 for this job. And she'll you know, okay, I'm going to send you my blonde, but can I also send you Lyris? Can I also send you Tinder? Can I also send you Alexis? You know, she will also try to finagle her way for them to see, you know, a spread of diversity of models and maybe open up their minds. And I definitely salute Fallon for that.
Yes, she is a hard worker. So I know you are signed with other agencies as well, I think three total. So is it hard and challenging working with multiple agencies?
No, I don't feel as though it is. It's just all about scheduling. It's just about you knowing your own schedule so you know when you're available and when you're not. I am signed to Dorothy Combs out of Miami, who I've been with her for many years now, probably I'm going to say maybe 5 or 6 now. And I've also been with IMM, which was formerly known as Hughes. They are out of the UK, and I go to London maybe twice a year and stay for a couple of weeks, or I go as bookings come in because, you know, it can be quite expensive to go to London, but I love London. I love the people in London. I have great friends out there in London, and I hope to get back to London really soon in 2018. I hope this job that I may be up for definitely books and happens, because it could be amazing for me to get back out there. But no, I think it's just really about scheduling.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, 2017 has been quite a year for you. You were also an expert guest on the Steve Harvey Show. Now tell us about that experience.
Yes. That experience was awesome. It literally kind of came out of nowhere and happened really quickly. I definitely want to shout out Shireen King, who was the producer who booked me for it. She's known me for quite a few years and just said, when it's the right time where I can fit you in, I will. And she knew that they had another Curvy Hour show coming up, and she wanted to see how she could fit me in. And I basically came up with an idea, and then we kind of added ideas together. And what you saw was a self-confidence boot camp that I did for some women in Chicago. And I did that because I've always had women who started to come to my Life of a Working Model boot camps, and they didn't necessarily want to model, but they just wanted to learn the tips that models use to just better themselves or to try something new, try something different. And I always said, you know what, one day I need to specially make a special boot camp like this for everyday women. And this just presented it itself, and I was able to make it happen, and it was lovely. I had 2 segments on the Steve Harvey Show. A lot of people don't even get that. That just shows you the favor that is on my life. And it was amazing. Steve was nice. He was funny. And the women really had some breakthroughs. Like, you know, the TV show can only show but a couple minutes. But to experience it and remember, I mean, women started crying, and we had heart-to-heart. It was really amazing. And it really just deepened my purpose to reach out to women and to, you know, help with self-esteem and help with confidence.
Now, being in the fashion industry, this year, you know, you're popping, but some years or some, you know, time, there are some dry spells. What would you say to a girl listening that is experiencing a dry spell with her career right now?
Change. whether it's change your hair, change your agency, change your location where you're living, change your haircut, your hair color, reinvent yourself. Reinvention is amazing. I would also say test. There are a lot of models who complain about not working, but they don't test. If you test, it gives your agent an opportunity to sell you again to clients. So they can say, hey, okay, I know you didn't use her last time, but check out this new material on Lyris. I think you'll really, really love it. And that person may see you another way. It's kind of like the girl who, you know, goes to school every day and nobody notices her, and then she gets a makeover and goes to school, or she changes her hair or changes her makeup, and then all the guys are like, ooh, hold up, I didn't know she did that. And she was there all the time. You know, she just presented herself a little bit differently. And I think that that's where a lot of models miss out. Testing, it may be a bit costly, but it is your friend. And once you start to book some jobs, it'll be well worth the price that you paid anyway.
Now, has having a large following on social media helped you with your career?
I think it's helped me, but, I mean, I definitely don't have the following that some other girls have, but what I do have is I have a loyal following. I have people that if I say, can you please share it, share this, they'll share it. If I do a Facebook Live video, they're going to sign on to hear what I have to say. If I say I'm having an event, they're going to register. And a lot of times it's not about quantity. It's about your quality of people.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because I see certain clients and stuff who go after, well, this girl has 150 followers. Okay, yeah, but she shoots mainly sexy stuff, not fashion stuff. So are most of her followers men or are they women?
Because
who are you selling to? You know, who's really going to benefit from using that girl? You can think about Soulja Boy, the rapper. I can't remember how many followers he has, but it's in the millions, right? He released the album, and I remember it was like 10,000 people bought his album. So it's not always about how many followers you have. It's about your relationship with your followers. Do you have engagement? Do you have reach? Do you strike a chord with them? Are they married to your brand? And that's what I have. I have really great, loyal followers who've been following me for years and following my journey. And, I mean, that's why I like now. I have a book I'm writing, Make the World Your Runway, and I already have pre-orders for it because people are invested in my brand.
And I got to say, you do have a ride-or-die following because when the conversation of lack of diversity comes up in the plus modeling industry, your name is one of the names that people use as an example about how lack of diversity hinders you from being all that you can be.
Right.
What's your opinion?
Well,
what's your
I'm
take
glad
on
you brought
it?
That up because that was kind of a conversation that we were having on Facebook this morning. And you know, some people may feel as though, well, Lyris gets talked about, whatever, whatever. Yeah, I do get talked about, but I don't get talked about like certain other models get talked about. I don't get the same platforms, the same media, the same regular campaigns. And I put out good products. I have a loyal fan base, you know? So that just goes to show you that there is a lack of diversity. But I've also talked about how much, you know, having maybe a PR team or having the amount of access and power your agents have, that plays a part, but also just the lack of diversity plays a major part. You know, when they think, oh, well, we got this one black girl, we can use her. No, guess what? We have light skin, we have dark skin, we got curly, we got an afro, we got straight long hair, we got short Halle Berry cut. There's so much variety out there. And I pray and hope that some of the things that I've said in the media and some of the moves that I've made help to show the beauty of models of color, and not just black models. We have, you know, Indian models like Tinder. You have Latino models. There's a lot of work that needs to be done within the fashion industry as far as racial diversity. And it's not to take away from any model who may be out there making a lot of noise. We just want a seat at the table. That's all. And we need
right.
a few
Everybody
seats.
Wants
we don't need just
included.
One seat. Yeah.
Right, right.
Like, let's keep it blatantly real. We have me and Monique. I mean, not me and Monique. Shout out to Monique, though. Me and Jasmine are both the winners of the first time ever a plus-size model has won Project Runway. Why is it not blasted all over the place?
Right.
Why is it that some of the same bloggers or contemporaries that we know, why haven't they posted about it or talked about it? Why?
So you're saying it's not being talked about, not only not in mainstream media, but the plus size outlets aren't really making much noise about it either?
Well, some. I'll say I definitely want to give a big shout out to Plus Model Magazine. Definitely done their part. Also Curvista, they did an article too. So some of the publications have. I'm just talking about some of the individual bloggers within our world who do have a following, who do have a voice, who may be women of color as well. Why isn't,
right.
you know, if I'm winning, you're winning too.
Right.
Let's use our
platform.
So let's
say right now, if somebody is listening and they have a platform and they want to interview you, tell us how to make that happen.
Well, they can either email lifeofaworkingmodel@gmail.com or they can reach out to my agent, Fallon@IPMModels.com.
And you
We're here. I mean,
ready.
Don't get me wrong. I've done a great amount of press so far for Project Runway. But I know how it could be even bigger right now.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Thankfully, I've been blessed. I have people reached out from Mike.com. NBC News interviewed me. You know, I have great, great media out there. But I know it could be a lot more. A lot more.
Right, it could be double or triple.
I mean, we see how much it is any other time when we talk about plus size.
Right.
It's everywhere. It's
right.
like almost like a trigger piece. It's like clickbait. So you know, I expect and I want more. And I'm setting that expectation out there. So maybe it will be filled.
Yes,
so I'm pushing
put
good
it out
there. Energy out there. Yes, exactly. Put some good energy out there. It's other people out there who do want to write and talk about this. And also, shout out to a lot of the grassroots media out there, too, who have reached out and that we've done media for as well.
Now, you have a lot of things coming up. You have your Life of a Working Model boot camps. You have an upcoming book. You're nominated for an award. Tell us about some of your things coming up.
Awesome. Well, I do have my book for pre-order. It's called Make the World Your Runway. It's available at my website, which is lirisc.com, lirisc.com. And if you register now, you will get a signed copy when the book comes available. And this is self-publishing, so please understand, when the books are sold out, they are sold out. So don't try to say, oh, well, I'll just order it later. No, order it now. And the amazing thing about Make the World Your Runway is I take runway principles and how I prepare for the runway and put it in a book for how you can use that in your everyday life. I take the emotional, the physical, and the psychological.
Oh, so your book is not just for plus models.
No, it's not. It's for everybody. I've had men pre-order it, women pre-order it. Some say that they're going to get some for their daughter. So it's for everybody. Because I believe that the way we step out in the world every day is how we make the world our runway. It's how we color the world, how we show up, your poise, your posture, how you prepare. All of that plays a part every day in how you live your life. So I expound upon all of that in my book. Because so many women have reached out from Project Runway and just saying, oh, my gosh, Liz, if I just had a little bit of your confidence, the way you strut out there, okay. Well, I'm going to give you some pointers right here in this book, Make the World Your Runway. So I'm excited about that. Next, I have the Mingley Awards, which is this Saturday here in New York. They nominated me, well, not nominated, they are giving me an award as a mini mogul. So I'm excited about that because there's nothing like when your peers celebrate you. So I'll be picking that up this Saturday, and you can order tickets at playtimeworldwide.net, I believe it is. If I'm wrong, just check my Instagram, and you'll have all the information there. Then I also have my Life of a Working Model Boot Camp, which I'll be bringing back this spring. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifeofaworkingmodelbootcamp. So that way you can get any updates. You can also always get any updates on my Instagram or Twitter, which is LirisC, LirisC as in cat or cross for my last name. So LirisC. And I'm trying to think. Right now I'm on the cover.
Wait, and you said you had some gigantic news to tell.
Yes. Well,
okay, are we
right
ready for the gigantic? Huh?
I'm ready. Well,
okay, let me give you a drum roll. Let me give you a drum roll.
Well,
all right, here we go.
Later today, I will be dropping the promo commercial for Final Fantasy 15, where I am the lead in the commercial for this video game, the legendary Final Fantasy. I mean, how many times ever? Yes.
Woo-hoo! That's big news.
That's big news. I mean, the fact that I'm plus size and the fact that I am, you know, a black woman in this sector where the commercial is all about Miss Lyris. It's all eyes on Miss Lyris. It's just, I mean, there's no words. I'm just so proud to do something historic like this, and I'm floored. I'm so excited.
Well, that's the big news. And, you know, the video game community is a whole big other community in itself. So that can bring you a whole new fan base.
I know. That's what everyone is saying. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're about to enter the gaming world. It's a whole other thing. So they're like, get ready when this video goes viral. So I'm like, okay, I'm ready for it. I am ready. So I'm going from the runway of Project Runway to the runway of Final Fantasy. And you'll understand what I mean by that when you see the commercial.
Well, congratulations on everything. 2017 is definitely the year of Lyris. You did that this year.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And also make sure everybody, please go to curvesbereal.com, curvesbereal.com. I am on the cover of their debut issue, so I'm really excited about that.
So anything else you have coming up we need to be on the lookout for? Did we cover all of your upcoming projects?
Oh, my gosh. I have some more irons in the fire, but it just seems like everything that I've been working on lately, I can't talk about it till it drops. So I'll just say be on the lookout for some more model diversity moments.
All right. Now tell us your official website and your social media so everyone can follow you and keep up with everything you have going on.
No problem. My website, again, is lyrisc.com, lyrisc.com. My Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat are lyrisc, lyrisc, lyrisc. And on Facebook, you can find me under Lyris Cross. I have two pages. One is my personal page where you can follow my public updates, and I post everything public because I like to be able to connect with as many people as possible. And I also have a public figure page, which is under Lyris Cross as well. And I have a YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/LOAW model, and that's for Life of a Working Model. So, again, that's youtube.com/LOAW model.
And I must say, the next time that you post, registration is open for Life of a Working Model boot camp. It needs to sell out because you are actually making moves.
Yes, yes. Yes, and I'm excited to see how it will be when I do it because, you know, I just have such a new audience now because of Project Runway, so I just can't wait to see, you know, the new group of students that I will have for my next session of classes. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, well, thank you so much for being on the show. I know you are very busy with all of your projects and building your empire, so thank you. You know, you always have my support. You can always use my platform whenever you need it, and I'm just wishing you all the best for your career.
Thank you so much, and Tanise, just thank you for always helping to be a voice in our community and allowing, you know, me and other models across the globe to be able to tell our story. Just thank you.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to be looking for that commercial later today, right?
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I'm just waiting, literally, I'm waiting for their legal team to hit me and say, okay, press send. So I'm just waiting on them.
All right, well, I'll be looking for it. Thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to our guest this afternoon, Lyris, for being on the show. Make sure you follow her. Make sure you support everything she does. And I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
Listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.